and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here on episode 20, we're going to be discussing ways in which you can budget your household expenses a little bit better. This way, when you're done cleaning up the kitchen, there's still a little left over to go out for a steak.
You may remember Anthony from back a few episodes ago where we were talking about having an emergency plan. So Anthony, you want to give us an update? How did it go with your emergency planning?
Well, my emergency fund, I got off to a pretty good start. I set aside some money, but it's getting tough, man, with the grocery prices and my bills are just, they seem like they're getting higher every month, and I'm really just having trouble having anything left over at the end. And you know, I know, like, I'm back again here for managing my life every day and my costs. Maybe I could come back next month and you can help me out with tying my shoe.
Well, we'll focus today on just how to manage your household expenses. Also joining us on the phone is Jordan Amon, a CPA from New Jersey, who joins us regularly here on the Feed the Pig podcast. Thanks for coming back, Jordan.
No problem.
All right, so Anthony's got some issues. Where do you want to start, Anthony?
Well, I guess I've just been noticing recently, maybe last year or so, that my grocery bill just keeps getting higher and higher and higher, and I feel like I'm buying the same amount of things and I'm just paying more. And you know, it's not a huge expense every single time I go, but it does start to add up. And I don't see, with the way things are going right now, these prices going down anytime soon. So I guess I'm looking for ways to save at the grocery store whenever possible.
Definitely the price of milk, groceries, and your everyday basics is continuing to rise. But there's a lot of different things you can do to make sure that you're efficiently shopping for groceries. And some of it has to do with really simple things. That's, if you buy it, make sure you use it and don't throw it out. My wife and I were in a bad habit. We were buying, you know, vegetables to make a big salad, getting busy with work and throwing them out every week. So a tip for something like that would be is things that are perishable, like vegetables that you don't find yourself using all the time, on your drive home that night when you know you're going to have a salad for dinner, stop and pick up what you need instead of buying it in advance and letting it spoil. Other things you can do is when things are on sale, make sure you stock up. If you know you're going to use it and it's not perishable, canned goods, paper goods, things like that, stock up on it. There's also, the automatic savings cards, that they have where you don't have to clip coupons and you get them for everything. Make sure you use those. And clipping coupons is a great way to save money, especially with the stores, doubling the coupon value in that. So those are a few different things that you can do to try and cut some costs at the grocery store.
Okay, that makes some sense. I can definitely see that. What about one of these big, giant, buy-in-bulk stores just opened up a few miles away from me, and I've been thinking about getting a membership there. I think it's not too much to start off there, like maybe $20, but is that really worth it?
It really depends on what you're buying. The old expression, an educated consumer is the best consumer. It applies to this as well. If you know what you pay in the grocery store, six cans of, canned fruit, and if you know what you pay per can and you're buying 24 of them at the bulk warehouse place, if you're getting a better deal per can, you have the room to store it and it's not going to go bad, then absolutely it makes sense. Also for things like toilet paper, paper towel, bathroom products, soap, shampoo, things like that that don't go bad that you can buy in bulk and have the room for, there you can definitely save a lot of money doing it that way.
The other thing is, don't get sucked into buying stuff you don't need. That's my biggest sin. I go to the big box retail places, and I end up buying the bag of trail mix the size of my head, and I end up then not being able to get rid of it. I've got trail mix for a lifetime, and then, like you said before, Jordan, I end up throwing it out because I'm done with it. So that's the other thing. Don't get caught up in, like, oh, wow, it's great. I can get this giant thing of batteries, but guess what? I don't have anything that takes size D batteries, but I've got 40 of them. So that's another thing not to get caught up with.
Yeah, you want to avoid the 20-pound impulse items.
Right, I can see that. So I can definitely start off, you know, I'll try it out with some paper products, you know, disposable plates, napkins, toilet paper, soap. That sounds good. So those are definitely some pretty good tips, and I can see myself saving a couple bucks every time, every week or so that I go shopping. But what about, like, my utility bills, my phone bill, it seems like, you know, in the wintertime, I'm getting killed with my heating bill, and then the summer comes, the first time I turn my air conditioner on, my electricity bill goes right through the roof, and I don't see, you know, other than sitting there sweating or freezing, any way to get around that.
Well, you know, there's certainly different things you can do with the utilities, and, you know, the prices of those are increasing as well. But they have, you know, now they have a lot of products that are, you know, meant towards that. The programmable thermostat, for instance. You know, depending on your system and how new your thermostats are, they have the programmable ones now, so that if you leave for work every morning at 7:30, at 7:30 you can have your air conditioning, instead of blowing at, you know, 72 degrees, go up to 78, so it's not running all day when you're not there, and you can set it to cool down a half hour before you come home, and that you're using it efficiently. There's also tips, you know, it doesn't need to be as cool when you're sleeping at night. You know, different things like that you can use, so it's not... you're not just running your utilities all the time. Also, you know, it's little different things you can do. I can still hear my father telling me, why is every light in the house on? You know, it makes sense. If you're not using something, turn it off.
Right. My dad would say lights out when not in use. I guess they were onto something. What about, you know, I'm noticing I see a lot of these, like, phone companies. They'll seem to offer these introductory rates. I have a lot of friends all over the United States, a couple friends in Europe, and I spend a lot of money on my phone bill, and, you know, it's not the same emailing somebody, or even, if you want to be really old school, writing them a letter. So I want to keep in touch, but I don't want to be spending $170 a month to do so.
You know, saving money is sometimes it's hard work. And if that means, you know, switching phone service periodically because there's a better deal and you're outside of an introductory rate and, you know, there's no fee for canceling and all of that, well, those are, you know, certainly worth looking into. The other thing to look into in terms of, you know, your phone and utility bills is, are you using what you pay for? You know, are you paying $25 a month for, you know, unlimited calling to, you know, XYZ country, but you don't know anyone there? You know, the same thing with your with cable TV. Are you paying for channels, premium channels that you never watch or didn't know you had? So it's little things like that, is looking at what you're paying for, understanding what you're paying for, and making sure it's what you need.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Feed the Pig podcast. Don't forget to join us for episode 21. We're going to be discussing mortgages, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Pulitzer, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you're looking for even more information on financial literacy, visit www.360financialliteracy.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.